The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Elizabeth Crawley, and here's what's happening. A Philadelphia judge has ordered some striking District Council 33 members back to work. Just one day into a walkout by the city's blue-collar union, Mayor Sherelle Parker criticized what she called vandalism by the striking workers and urged them to return to their jobs. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
City officials said the first day of the strike was challenging, especially because DC 33 didn't simply walk off the job but blocked access to city facilities, including collection centers where residents have been asked to take their trash. A visibly angry Mayor Parker said they also opened fire hydrants.
The strategy behind that, which is reckless, is to hope that the city of Philadelphia's water pressure is lowered.
The mayor repeated her appreciation for DC 33 members, but said what was on the table when they walked out, 8% in raises over a three-year contract, was the city's last best offer. While the walkout continues, the city is opening only 25 pools instead of the 60 they had planned on and shortening rec center hours. Clean and Green Commissioner Carlton Williams urged residents to help neighbors without cars get their trash to collection centers, acknowledging it's not ideal.
No, this is not something that we want to do. This is the only option that we currently have.
Officials said the strike won't stop essential services such as police, fire, and water quality. The University of Pennsylvania has agreed to ban transgender women from its women's sports teams, according to federal officials. The deal resolves a federal civil rights case that found the school violated Title IX, allowing trans swimmer Leah Thomas to compete against female athletes. As part of the agreement, Penn will restore swimming titles and records to the women who lost to Thomas and issue personal apology letters. The university must also adopt biology-based definitions of male and female athletes going forward. The Education Department calls the agreement a victory for women and girls in sports. For the fourth straight year, Pennsylvania has missed the budget deadline outlined in the state's constitution. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Governor Josh Shapiro says his budget proposal focuses on long-term growth and wants to use Pennsylvania's cash reserves to fill a multi-billion dollar structural deficit. Senate Republicans say that's a short-term fix and a recipe for a financial crisis or future tax hikes. Negotiations continue behind closed doors, and Shapiro says he feels they're making progress.
We respect one another, and we respect what each party has to bring back to their constituents, back to their caucuses, back to the communities that they represent.
House Minority Leader Republican Jesse Topper points to energy production and relaxing regulations as a way to make sure education and other key benefits remain properly funded.
We have a demographics issue in PA. We know that. And we have to make sure that our public policy during this time, as we talk about the budget, reflects the need for change in that area.
The legislature continues to wrestle with mass transit and SEPTA funding as rural lawmakers feel it ignores their districts. Legislators have also been unable to agree on a plan to legalize marijuana and to regulate skill games, both key revenue drivers in Shapiro's proposal. SEPTA ridership was up 7% in May, but farebox revenue didn't see a similar increase. SEPTA says that's because of fare evasion, as we hear from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
People who jump the turnstiles or run through behind a paying customer cost SEPTA an estimated $30 to $50 million a year. With ridership up, SEPTA board member Mark Dambly raised the issue at last week's meeting.
So I'm curious why our revenue is down by close to $1 million.
In large part, it's fare evasion.
In an interview, SEPTA Police Chief Chuck Lawson told us there has been a culture shift in recent years to the point that he saw as few as 3 in 10 riders paying their fares.
They think it's optional.
SEPTA has beefed up enforcement, issuing more than 7,400 citations in the last year. Nearly full-length fare gates were installed at 69th Street more than a year ago. They're not foolproof, but Lawson says the gates have reduced fare evasion by 20%, and he says more can be done.
We can make the gate harder to push open.
Lawson says City Hall Station is next to get the new gates. That's the All Local. I'm Elizabeth Crawley. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.